AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original.
I'm Steve Kathan. Secretary of State Blinken has postponed next week's planned diplomatic trip to China. It comes after a suspected Chinese spy balloon was seen over Montana. It's now high over the Midwest.
U.S. officials say the balloon is traveling at an altitude of 66,000 feet and maneuvering as it is blown on a trajectory that is expected to take it across the United States. The Pentagon continues to track it on radar and at times has it under visual observation. Military officials have recommended against shooting it down for now because of the danger it would pose to people on the ground. But officials say that recommendation could change once the balloon gets over an unpopulated area. David Martin, CBS News, Washington.
China insists it's a civilian research balloon and has expressed regrets. The government says employers added 517,000 jobs last month. CBS's Jill Schlesinger says that's considered a strong number.
The January jobs report underscores the message that Jerome Powell gave during his press conference this week. Although economic growth is weakening, the labor market remains resilient, which means the Fed is likely to continue raising interest rates, maybe two more times at a quarter point each, so that wage growth starts to come down and inflation readings improve.
Wind chills this morning in the upper Midwest were in the 25 below zero range. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen says the brutal cold is now pushed east.
The winds continue to increase. They'll be running at gale force, running 20 to 30 and gusting over 40 miles per hour at times through the day today. And the temperature and wind combination will keep driving the wind chill down until it reaches dangerously low levels, anywhere from minus 10 to as low as minus 40 or minus 50.
Honda and the government are urging owners of thousands of older vehicles not to drive them until dangerous airbag inflators are replaced. Here's Jeff Gilbert of Detroit affiliate WWJ.
These are older 01 to 03 Hondas and Acuras with non-repaired Takata airbags. Honda says there are 8,200 vehicles out there that have a high risk of having the airbag inflator rupture that can cause death or serious injury. You can check with a dealer or the NHTSA.gov recall database.
A Republican bill in Arizona would restrict drag shows in the state.
It's not R-rated, it's X-rated entertainment.
GOP Senator John Kavanaugh says under the bill, performances would be banned near daycare centers, schools, and churches. Performer Jessica Harper spoke in opposition.
This bill is so vaguely written that it would effectively make it illegal for me to exist in public as a trans woman, let alone DJ anywhere but a strip club.
Checking Wall Street right now, a mixed bag. The Dow is up 57 points. The S&P is down 5. This is CBS News.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast today with daytime highs approaching 30. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 14 tonight. Cloudy tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 36. Mid-30s Tuesday with mixed precipitation possible at times. Low 40s Wednesday. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 13.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Really simple application, but then at the bottom it's going to say it's required, so you have to put something.
Oh, cool.
You do have to put something, so why not put As Goes Wisconsin?
Even though Brian Kelly, who's coming up next on Dueling Tangents with Luke Mathers, did mention yesterday that his life was potentially in harm's way.
I know, and I love Brian, and I'll miss Brian, but...
We will miss Brian.
We'll miss our Russian mafia.
Oh, he's the best.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Happy Friday, TGIF. M-effers. I'm so happy that the weekend is here.
I think we're all happy the weekend is here.
But speaking of that, I'm glad to report Brian did not win, but he is alive.
Brian Kelly is still alive. We know that for certain. We heard from him this morning.
We did hear from him this morning. Yes. But in fact, we also heard this morning that indeed, not a lot of fanfare, but in the, you know, maybe some a little more official numbers to be rolled out later in right. today or next week. But thank you to everyone who took our advice, took advantage of the $1 million ad giveaway, and listed Jane and Kristen, because apparently we won. But it was never actually a competition.
No,
right?
Of course not.
No.
Just a friendly in-housey kind of thing. But yes, thank you. Thank you so very much.
Yes, absolutely. And so we are now, for anyone who did take advantage, now the processing begins and the salespeople start figuring out who's where and which region and
what's the best messaging for you
exactly.
and all that stuff. It's really exciting.
So more to come. And I have to say, you know, as much as I love our promos, I'm excited to get some new things on rotation during the ad breaks.
Definitely.
You know, it's nice to spice it up. So I'm very much looking forward to hearing all of the new small businesses, Wisconsin businesses that we're going to get on air. Because, you know, things get redundant.
A little bit.
All right. Well, we have a fun Friday show.
Busy show.
I'm very excited because on Wednesday we discussed a certain Brookfield alderman who did not mince words as far as what he feels about affordable housing and apparently how he feels about Wauwatosa and West Allis. So
yes.
Here to expound on his very gracious response to that story, coming in at 1:30 today in the final hour, is none other than the mayor of West Allis, Mr. Dan Devine.
He's going to
be here.
Yeah, I'm so excited. He's going to talk about all the great things that are going on in West Allis, because there really are lots of great things going on. I found a song just for him.
Oh, do you think he'll have as much of an emotional reaction as Mayor Katie Rosenberg did?
No, because this one's really bad.
Okay. So that's coming up at 1:30. I'm very excited. He is a lovely, lovely person. And then prior to that, during the noon hour, we are going to talk to Shannon Ross, who's been on the show before, but he is the founder of The Community, which is an organization that works both with current incarcerated people and helping them plan their life for when they're going to get out, but also redefining the narrative as far as people who have been released after serving their time. And because there, as of January 19th, there is a new art exhibit in downtown Milwaukee that's all art from either formerly incarcerated or currently incarcerated people. And I was reading the article from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. That's how I found out about it. So I was like, Shannon, come back on and let's talk about this, because it sounds great. Because the art gallery and the person who curated all of it, like the way they talk about it, like this is not like a charity. Like, the art is incredible. And so I've seen some of the paintings and the work that's done. And they also went into how people teach themselves to do art, and how a lot of them learn from Bob Ross, which I think is amazing.
That is priceless.
And so I'm very excited to talk about that with Shannon in the next hour. But to kick off this hour, you know, this was news that broke yesterday. And I think some of our other colleagues on different shows spent a fair amount of time talking about it.
They did.
And I have less concern. Let's just talk about what it is. So yesterday, Daniel Bice, who is, you know, in crude terms, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's own TMZ reporter to a certain extent. This is the guy who, you know, this is the guy who writes the dirt, right? The stories that get leaked on both sides, you know, and both sides hate him, but both sides also, he's the person that they leak stuff to, because he's going to be the guy that writes the story that seems that also ultimately always begs the question, is this fair? Is this inbounds for these political candidates? You know, there was stuff. He wrote a lot about Mandela Barnes. He's written about every candidate, basically. And so earlier, he was also the same reporter who broke the Everett Mitchell story, which I don't even know if we spent that much. Well, we did spend. We did talk about it.
Yeah, we did.
It was the same thing of, you know, is this inbounds? Because the Everett Mitchell story, who was one of the candidates for Wisconsin Supreme Court.
And a Democrat.
On the liberal side.
Liberal side.
And there was a story about him, as far as him and his ex-wife during a really ugly divorce and custody battle. His ex had accused him of sexual assault. No charge was ever brought. No crime was, you know, there was no...
There were no charges.
And so, you know, it was, and like, they're on good enough terms now. It was 10 years ago, maybe even more. But Bice wrote the story. And it adds complications because of Everett Mitchell is a black man and a candidate. And what does that do for what the fodder becomes once, if he were to make it through the primary to the general? So there was that story. And now Jennifer Doerr, who is a candidate who is more conservative and has pretty big name recognition because she was the judge in the Waukesha parade. Her son, potentially,
allegedly
is implicated in a fentanyl overdose at UWM.
A fatal
fentanyl overdose. And so the story that Bice wrote is largely on the point of view of the father of the young man who died, and the suspicion and kind of hearsay of friends that his son had gotten these pills from Jennifer Doerr's son. And the story kind of goes on that he tried to talk to her at an event. Like, she was there for a political event. They started talking and I guess were having a fine conversation until he told her who he is, at which point she left the restaurant entirely. And I think, you know, I think there's, to a certain extent, there's this has been a 15-month investigation. Her son has not been charged.
Right.
And, you know, I think it brings up the question again of what's in bounds when it comes to candidates, not just for Supreme Court. But we talked about this when, you know, Rebecca Clayfish kind of went on record saying she's trying to recruit more women to run, but of course they don't want to run because they see what happens to their families. And my point was it how they treated your family or how they treated you? But that's a separate case. But I think, you know, because obviously, Wisconsin Right Now, which is a very right-wing publication, they immediately wrote something yesterday saying Dan Bice's reckless and unfair attack on Jennifer Doerr's son, and outline how this is unethical and everything that he wrote. They did not, I will say, write this when Dan Bice wrote anything about Everett Mitchell.
No kidding.
And, you know, I think it is. It's like, are your kids in bounds when you run for a candidacy? And the only reason why in this situation, without having more information, is like, is there backdoor dealings of why he had, if there is actually evidence of him being involved? I don't know. Like, I just don't know the line that you cross with these things. It's obviously a more salacious story as far as, is there more there that his parents are protecting him, and that the range of outcomes for drug dealers in this country are very wide. And, you know, if he actually is someone who is dealing deadly drugs, that there has been no, even if it's not so much a tie to this person's death, but as far as just in general and figuring out, is this person dealing drugs? And so, I don't know, you know, I thought it was, it brings up kind of the question of like, what is in bounds as far as you get to know candidates in a race that's already weird, right? This is a weird scenario that we're in as far as the most important race that will absolutely be influential in the outcome of our democracy, the 2024 election, if we get new maps, where the abortion criminal ban goes. Like, this is the deciding vote for so many things. Yes. Of the direction of which Wisconsin will go, and potentially the country will go, because Wisconsin's swing stateness is very important nationally. And so I obviously so much is on the line, and it's just, I don't know. Are kids in bounds? Are your kids in bounds?
But he's 19.
Yeah.
He's not a kid. He is legally an adult. I think if they're under 18, I don't think they're fair game. But if they're adults, and yeah.
But what about the thing, like when they're in the same way, because it's two, what I find similar about this and the Everett Mitchell story is in both cases, there was no charges. And so, I mean, and to his credit, this is for Tobias's credit, he wrote both stories, right? There wasn't one where he wrote it and one where he didn't write it, because using some argument of them there being charges or not being charges.
Right.
In both cases, there were not charges, but you put this out into the world and obviously people are going to run with it and use it one way or another. And the other thing, I actually heard this, I think I heard this on Devils yesterday, which is a good point of this probably came from the Kelly campaign.
I've heard that too. That's a really interesting, really interesting theory.
Because, I mean, why wouldn't you save this for the general to see who makes it through?
If you were the Democrats.
If you were on the liberal backing Janet Protasiewicz or Everett Mitchell or both, would you save this and for closer to the election when it will be more top of mind for people versus now? And I don't know. I'm interested as far as if it sticks at all and this sways people's opinions, because it feels like there wasn't necessarily a lot that implicated her or her husband as far as wrongdoing in like messing with the investigation. But it's just another kind of thing that's out there.
It could also elicit sympathy. There are other parents, I'm sure, who are struggling with their kids who have drug problems or are dealing drugs or all of that.
That's true. Well, there's another Jennifer Doro story that I did not see in any Wisconsin outlets, but in a national one about I missed my opportunity to get married at a gun range, is all I'm going to say. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The president, I am the judge. I am the judge. Everybody knows that I am the judge. I am the judge. I am the judge.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.